USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than two dozen correctional officers in the city of Baltimore were charged with using excessive force on prisoners at state-operated jails in a city plagued by decades of institutional corruption. The 25 indicted officers are accused of assaulting and threatening detainees at correctional facilities, tampering with evidence, and falsifying documents, according to Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Corruption continues to infect many different corners of Baltimore City's government. Most recently, disgraced former Mayor Catherine Pugh pled guilty to federal charges stemming from sales of her self-published children's books. Another former mayor, Sheila Dixon, left office in 2010 as part of a plea deal for misappropriating a number of gift cards meant for needy families. The indicted officers faced a combined 236 criminal counts. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Background checks on gun purchases in the United States are climbing toward a record high this year, reflecting what the industry says is a rush by people to buy weapons in reaction to the Democratic presidential candidate's calls for tighter restrictions. By the end of November, more than 25.4 million background checks, generally seen as a strong indicator of gun sales, have been conducted by the FBI, putting 2019 on pace to break the record of 27.5 million set in 2016, the last full year Barack Obama was in the White House. On Black Friday, the FBI ran 202,000 checks alone. As health officials scrutinize marijuana vaping, it's increasingly on the law enforcement radar as well. From New York to Nebraska farm country to California, authorities have seized at least 510,000 marijuana vape cartridges and arrested more than 120 people in the last year, according to an Associated Press tally, news accounts, and official releases. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of getting robocalls on your phone? Everybody is, and Chris Barnes from USA Radio has the report.
You're wondering who I am.
It's a secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
The tech company RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion with a B robocalls were made in the month of October alone. That's 22 calls for every person in the United States. RoboKiller keeps track of the unwanted calls by minute, day, and week. It says over 4,200 robocalls were made every second last month. Five cities in Texas lead the U.S. when it comes to receiving robocalls, with Dallas at number one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping back from their day-to-day roles within the parent company Alphabet, but plan to remain as board members and keep their ownership stakes. The two tech billionaires said in a blog post that they were ready to hand over the company reins to Sundar Pichai, who became CEO of Google in 2015 and now will take on the additional role of Alphabet CEO. Alphabet is the umbrella corporation created in 2015 to hold Google and keep it structurally separate from the company's other interests, such as the driverless company Waymo, the life sciences unit Verily, and other miscellaneous businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.